This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That's how I want it. I want you to be part of the conversation. So therefore, you actually become part of the solution. Right? The questions you ask when I have guests like Brad Dacus on and what have you are great because it's something I don't catch that he says. And when you catch it, it makes it easier, you know, for me to flush out an answer or you know, the answer to a question maybe you have. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about the climate change lies that they have been telling for decades. And I mean decades. Now, it's been, oh, I don't know, 35 plus years since they declared that the climate crisis is here and we have to do it. No, blah, 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 blah. I'll get into the details later, but they've been wrong on every account. I mean, every single account. There was another story earlier today from USA Today talking about sinking cities. That's right. Climate change is warping the ground our cities are built on. Now, it says, according to a study, should that be, like, peer-reviewed and look at all kinds of things out there? No, we can't do that. Another article out of the, some of these publications I'm not real familiar with, but you guys send them to me, so whatever. The title of this article is Socialism Could Help Contain Humanity's Worst Impulses and Encourage Our Best. Says who? Right? Many critics of socialism claim that our nature as humans is too flawed, selfish for socialism to work. Right there, your premise is wrong. Socialism isn't something that the people roll out, that the people decide to do unless they're sucked into voting for it. Tell me where it has worked. And don't, listen, we want to start with Cuba, although they're communist. Tell me where it's worked. Don't give me Sweden and Finland and all that and Denmark, because they're not pure socialist countries. Do your homework. Anyway, so we'll talk a little bit about that later on as well. I love some of these because, again, I love the fact that you have these young journalists jumping off on these issues that they have no real experience in and have done nothing, absolutely nothing, to look into their effect on countries they've already been implemented in. And the ones that do that, which I find quite interesting, they'll come back. Now, you know this is true because you've heard this. They'll come back and tell you the only reason it didn't work is because it hadn't been implemented properly. Just amazing. Like, they get the market cornered on something they have actually no clue on. And you see this. Look, when I play those, the videos from Campus Reform. And we've actually joked about how they really believe themselves to be experts in the way they talk. They almost sound like AOC. Like they actually have a clue to what it is they're talking about. When they actually have no clue whatsoever. You know, and because of the way they say it, because of the way they lay it out, this is nuts. They're perceived as experts in their fields. That's the stuff that I find extremely amazing. Should I say amazing or amusing? Amusing would probably be more true to reality. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The emails I got last time that Brad was on about, you know, how much information he gives and how fast he gives it. Although when he gets on, I tell him I don't think he gives it fast at all. I think it takes him a bit to move through, which is fine. But it's tough on the legal stuff because you would think the arguments that I've had with him and others like him, the arguments I've had with people over this stuff, is how do we get 5-4? How do you get these if you're truly interpreting the Constitution literally in an original way like Scalia did? How do you get all these mixed rulings from them? Well, there's only one way to figure that out, and that happens to be that you're using ideology and not the law. You're deciding what it should say based on your ideologies, not based on what the law has to say. And you see that over and over and over again. It is pretty crazy. Now, we were doing a story. I'm going to ask, the reason I've been trying to save some of this is I want to ask Brad about some of the things that are going on here in California. One of the articles I'm going to discuss with him, how the California Assembly blocked legislation that would have made child trafficking punishable by life in prison. They're going to turn it into a felony. And yet, they turned it down. What the heck are they thinking? Well, they're not. They're just a group of sick people. There's no way around it. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly just being part of the solution, right? And if you guys really want to see where the left is going, how far out in left field they've gone, just go, simply go over to, MSNBC, or no, what is it, I'll get you the link. I'll tell you where it is. I'll put it that way. I think it's MSN.com. When you look at the stories that they have listed there, when you look at the stuff that they're talking about and how they're spinning these stories, you're just going to shake your head. You're going to know where all this craziness is coming from. Right? I mean, anybody now who tries to push back on anything that the left actually wants is virtue signaling in some way, shape, manner, or form. It's trying to push their religious beliefs on you in some way, shape, manner, or form. Yet everything that they do, everything that they push on us, apparently is holier than thou. They've got God's blessing. Leave them alone. They're allowed to do it. This is why you've got to stop being quiet. This is why you have to stop thinking you're going to fix stuff by allowing them to do what they do. And all they're doing is hurting your children. You heard last segment, or in the last hour, Rick Amato, what they're doing to that father in Pasadena. Not cool. And there's so much more coming up. But the guy that has all the answers to these things and more, Brad Dacus, joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
God, a lot of crazy stuff going on right now, Brad. I mean, it's like drinking out of a fire hose when it comes to the legal/illegal stuff. But, you know, last week we were talking, I asked you a specific question about how does SCOTUS enforce laws, you know, or rulings that they come down with. And I don't know if you heard, but this week I think it was Colorado DA and a few others across the country who said they don't care what SCOTUS says, they're not going to enforce these rulings. How do you eventually finally force the issue, I guess, is the question. I don't even know how to ask it.
Yeah, so they said, they're saying, oh, we're not going to enforce this. Well, Governor Wallace said the same thing in Arkansas when it came to Brown versus Board of Education and all. And, you know, at the end of the day, he had to realize that he was not above the law, and that he couldn't maintain, segregated, schools, black schools from white schools. So that attitude from governors is not unusual. Actually, it's historic, posturing for political reasons. But at the end of the day, these governors know that they have to abide by the law, and if they don't, they will not only not prevail, but there'll be heavy penalties that they'll have to pay as a result. If we have a situation where, let's say someone is discriminated against because of their skin color and they're, being hired for a job, the governor can say, oh, we're not going to enforce this. Well, this is federal law. This is a federal constitution, federal law, federal title six. And they have to comply with that, or they will lose in federal court and have heavy fines and fees. And that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute have 31 offices in 24 states, coast to coast, from Miami to Boston, Seattle, Honolulu to Dallas, Southern California. I mean, we're all over the country because we stand ready to do just that. It's great to have a few, high game cases, big game cases, or for organizations. But at the end of the day, what really matters is the cleanup and the follow-through, and that's what we do at PJI to make sure that nowhere in the United States is tyranny safe, not with us. And that's how we look at it.
Yeah, we have to keep fighting. We have to keep pushing back. You know, some people feel like we've already lost the war in some areas. They go, no, you can't say that. You know, they kept fighting. They wore us down. I will say, when you look at what went on with Roe versus Wade, 50 years of breaking them down, keeping it in front of people's faces, finally got the change that they were looking for. So you really can't give up. You can't be wax about it. You have to have a strategy and a plan, but you never really give up. All right. I don't know if you heard about this one, but the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit is one of the biggest reasons that cities across the West Coast have been overrun with this homeless problem. And now what you're finding out, last week they denied, a full circuit court review of efforts for Grants Pass, Oregon, to address the city's homeless crisis. Because basically the Ninth Circuit said you can't stop people from, the Eighth Amendment gives people the right to camp in public parks. Okay. They say the anti-vagrancy laws basically aren't constitutional, but really if you do a little bit of homework, you find out that's not true. That the vagrancy laws have been around long before the Constitution was here. They had them in England. They had them in Europe before that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. There's no constitutional right to occupy property that you don't own or you're not paying rent for or paying to be at. There's no constitutional right just to occupy someone else's property, whether it's individual owned property or publicly owned property for the public good. Not for individual exploitation. That's a bad decision. And if it goes to Supreme Court is going to slap those judges in the right way.
It's not the first time that the Ninth Circuit has got their hands put in front of the yardstick, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. We've seen this before. I do believe at the end of the day that we'll see proper rulings on this. This whole mindset that somehow there's an entitlement to be vagrant and lazy and to just create refuse and smells in our public places, that's not in the Constitution. There's no constitutional right to be irresponsible and at the expense of others. And I think that our society is reaching a point where we're getting enough of it. Major cities are paying a huge price. San Francisco, mm-hmm. People are leaving San Francisco for good reason.
In big numbers.
Same with Portland and Seattle.
When we come back from the break, I want to think a little bit more about this because it goes a little more into detail as to what the Ninth Circuit Court said, and you'll think they were drinking heavily. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a new man in charge of the United Auto Workers, and he has some demands of the Big Three in Detroit.
The new head of the United Auto Workers Union, Sean Fain, says his union members are suffering.
We're currently living in a cost of living crisis caused by corporate greed, while our wages have remained stagnant or regressed.
Fain took to social media to lay out the union's demands, including wanting a 32-hour work week for union members. Another demand is for the UAW to be allowed to strike if an auto plant is shut down. Currently, that's against federal law.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Apple Card's interest-bearing savings account has reached $10 billion in deposits. The high-yield account offered by Goldman Sachs was launched in April. Deposits earn an annual percentage yield of 4.15%. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Come see your host. I think we should do it the El Salvadorian way. I was talking to Brad during the break, and I you guys know I have a TV with news on next to me, and crime has dropped, homicides, 92% since they started in not only just incarcerating these criminals, but actually treating them like criminals and not guests in the local Hilton. I mean, if people would do their homework, I love it how some of these courts rule that it's cruel and unusual punishment for the way we treat them. We don't allow them to have air conditioning or magazines or TV. You know, why don't you read what our founding fathers thought cruel? Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time. But, you know, Brad, if these guys were okay with the conditions of these men in jails, how could today's judges look in cruel and unusual punishment and say, oh, no, you can't do that? You go, wait a minute. Our founding fathers did it. That was going on in the early days. Why do you get to say it's cruel and unusual, and you didn't write that line?
That's a very good point, actually, and the liberals have overtaken many of our prisons and how they're run, and made them, you know, far too comfortable for prisoners. And, you know, obviously we don't want to be sadistic and torture, you know, people, but you know, I remember when I was going through the prison there on the island outside of San Francisco. And the famous, you know, island that is now basically like a museum. And the tour guide was saying, you know, this was a terrible place. It was Alcatraz. This is a terrible place. These prisoners, you know, did not give air conditioning, and they didn't have heated water for their showers, and it was just terrible. And I raised my hand and says, excuse me, but I just want a point of clarification. Isn't it true that these prisoners you're talking about were murderers? Who killed and ruined and destroyed families and innocent children and innocent women? He goes, yes. I said, thank you very much for that clarification. Yeah, go ahead. So, you know, cause
I did a show one night, and I talked about this murderer who brutally raped and murdered six people in the woods. And he had the adults were tied to a tree while they watched him beat and rape their daughters. And then he slowly killed them all. And when he got convicted of it all, and the ACLU types tried to put up a defense that it was cruel and unusual punishment for the way he was being executed, you know, with the injections. And I'm thinking to myself, why would I care? For what he did to those people, why would I care? I would be looking at him, I know I shouldn't do this as a Christian man, but I'd be going, oh, I can't remember. Is it this shot or this shot that stops the pain? You know, I mean, seriously. Yeah. Whatever. Anyhow, so he got me going.
Is, in order to have deterrence, you have to have a punishment that is something that the average prisoner would not even want to think about going through. Unfortunately, that's not what we have in the United States. So we have very high crime, and they go into prisons, and, you know, it's needless to say, it's not a, you know, a holiday, it's not a resort, but it's nothing that they gasp at. And yet, you know, we look at other countries, like Singapore, countries in the Middle East and other countries, that have very, very low crime rates, very low murder, rape, robberies, very, 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 very low.
Gee, I wonder why.
So victims, they have very low victims. So the people are the most protected. And how are they the most protected? They're the most protected because there are laws that require negative stimuli to people who commit crimes. That is flogging or scourging. And am I saying we need to have that same degree? No. But that level of punishment where the criminal, for every reason, will say, I absolutely don't want to have to be flogged. I don't want to have to deal with the actual pain, any kind of a negative stimuli, that works. And it saves lives, and it saves victims. And it's only logical to increase the pain of the criminal to decrease the number of victims who are murdered and raped. And it just works. I think our nation could really learn a lot from looking at other countries. I think if we look at historically, like you mentioned before, about our founding fathers, we discover that cruel and unusual punishment really isn't as generous today as it was intended to be when it was first a part of the Constitution.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Look at, I want to finish up quick with that Ninth Circuit situation where it was Martin versus Boise, the Ninth Circuit Court held that cities prohibited from enforcing their anti-camping statute unless they could prove that the city had enough shelters, beds available to house every homeless person in the city. Now, I'm thinking, I can't find anywhere in our Constitution that requires us to have a shelter and a bed for every person who can't afford it themselves. Can you? You're the lawyer. Is it in there?
The fundamental right to free housing, free food, free shelter, running water, et cetera, that's nowhere in the Constitution. Because our Constitution is about individuals having freedom, but not having guarantees of freebies, of entitlement for anything. There's nowhere in the Constitution that can be found. But, you know, here's the sad truth is that, you know, I visited the Dream Center in Los Angeles. It's a Christian-run Dream Center. It used to be a hospital, multi-story hospital.
Right.
And I went through it floor by floor, Joe. And I asked him, I said, this is incredible how you're helping people who are homeless get their lives back together. You're doing everything needed to restore them so they can have a job, a place to live, et cetera. I said, I bet you have a really long waiting list with all the homeless here in downtown L.A. And then he looked at me, shook his head, he goes, oh, no, we have no waiting list. He said, no. I said, well, I bet they're not aware of this. Oh, he said, oh, no, we make all the homeless aware that we're here to help them in every way. I said, so they just choose that. He goes, yes.
Yeah.
And why should we have to pay and suffer as a society and our cities going down for individuals who are choosing to destroy our society, destroy our safety, destroy our you know, just sanitation? I mean, it makes absolutely no sense at all. And cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, et cetera, and others, they're paying a price for it as long as we have liberals and who are going to, you know, to push this. And as long as we have judges being appointed to courts, to the bench that that have that kind of a mindset. That's why we need, I think, President Trump again in the White House or someone like him who's willing to put more level-headed people on our federal benches for the sake of humanity.
Yep. You know, and again, it's one of those things where they think they're being compassionate, and they're really not. I mean, they're not helping these people by allowing them to sleep in the streets. Los Angeles City alone has over 70,000 homeless people, which is half of the homeless people in the state, let alone, you know, it's, and our state has the largest percentage of homeless people in the country. So, again, what we're doing is not working. And I believe, you know, not to get totally political here, because I don't like to do that during our law segments, but you're looking at, they need the chaos, they need the craziness, they need the racism in order to get done what they want to get done. All right, let's hit some of your stuff in Michigan. You have someone who lost their job over having a private conversation on the premises.
Yeah, this is just a real travesty. So an elderly woman was fired from her nurse's aide position after she was overheard expressing her opinions about transgenderism and homosexual marriage to a fellow believer. So there wasn't, she wasn't yelling at them. No, they're having a friendly conversation. Someone just overheard her. And because someone overheard her private conversation, she was the subject of complaint and termination. And we have filed a lawsuit to protect her religious freedom and right to free speech. This recent Supreme Court dealing with the website graphic designer is going to be very helpful because they went out of their way to make it an issue of free speech. Not just free exercise of religion, but free speech, and that the government cannot compel someone to say something they don't believe in or to produce something they don't believe in. And this will be very helpful, I think, for these kind of employment cases where people of faith are being purged and persecuted because of just their viewpoint opinion, not harassing anyone.
Yeah, I look at some of this stuff, and you think about what the freedom of speech was originally put into place for, why they wanted it there, and how we've parsed it down to be afraid of what we can and can't say, and have to go to court to make sure that we can just speak freely among ourselves. You know, all right, you know I'm an instigator. So when I flew back on the plane from Boston, I had a T-shirt on, and the back of the shirt said point blank, those who kneel before God will be able to stand before men. And I got the looks that I got at the airport and other places. Well, I actually found it quite amusing. Anyway, gotta go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Brad after the break.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Get your information. That way there, you know what? You'll know what to say. You'll know how to say. This guy has taught me so much over the years. And I don't want to say I've been able to get away with so much. I want to say that I've been able to do what I have or do the things that I have the rights to do. And when you know you have those rights, when you know that somebody's got your back, it is easy. I'm telling you. It's when you're unsure of yourself. It's when you're not sure of what you have the right to do or not do is when it becomes a problem. Brad Dacus, he is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Again, take a minute or two, Brad, tell people about the organization.
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a very unique nonprofit legal organization. We do all our work without charge. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, and we do it all over the country, and we don't just cherry-pick a few cases. We have the biggest footprint of any organization of our kind. We have 31 offices in 24 states, and we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. That's who we are. And so if anyone needs assistance, like to keep up with our cases, receive our free e-newsletter updates on our many, many cases across the country, just go to our website, pji.org, pji.org. And if someone would like to have one of our attorneys speak to their group, they'd love to do that. They speak without charge to all kinds of groups. In fact, this last Sunday I got to guest speak or preach at a church in Sacramento. And
Whoa, wait a minute. I don't know if I can believe that. There's no church in Sacramento that's living out God's word. Sorry.
Oh, Sacramento still has a lot of good churches, I can assure you. I've spoken at a good number of them. And I guess when you don't charge like I don't charge and don't require love offerings, without, you know, there's a reason I guess maybe I get invited. I don't know. But we've got a lot of attorneys across the country, myself included, that speak for free and inspire for free, and we love to do that, as well as, of course, litigate for free. We have over 185 cases now in active litigation. We're supposed to top 200 by the end of the year. The cases just keep coming in, and we keep saying yes and wanting to make sure everyone's getting help. And with the Supreme Court recent decisions, Joe, we are more pumped up than ever. We've got great case law for our existing litigation now. It's just inspired our attorneys all the more.
Good. But let me challenge you at something. I usually don't do this to you, but I'm going to. You know, the Bible says that a workman is worthy of their wages, right? And Christians too often use the out. Well, if God wants you to win, he'll make sure you have the money. Well, he does have the money in our pockets. I mean, the Bible is specific about how we're supposed to tithe and give and that kind of thing. And people who expect you to do what you're doing for free, and when I say for free, I mean that from a standpoint, you know, there are fees involved. The people don't realize the court doesn't go, oh, you're a man of God? Okay, well, yours is free today. It doesn't work that way. And would you tell me, to take a case to the Supreme Court, it could be close to $500,000?
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Our cases, yeah, it's about $500,000 in attorney fees, our cases in litigation, if we were to be charging. Our attorneys work for a tiny fraction of what they would be charging in the private sector, and they come on board and they're part of our team, and they're paid enough to live on and to pay their bills, but they've got great servants' hearts, and that's what allows us to really stretch and be more efficient and help people.
Right.
And we greatly appreciate those who do support our work, because that's how we're able to do it, is by moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and churches out there, you know, signing on to support our work, even a small amount.
This is Joe talking, not Brad, because Brad's more of a humble guy than Joe is. And, you know, and I sit there and say, how dare you as a Christian expect these people to be out there protecting you, your kids, God's word. You know, you live in this world. This world does not run on prayer. It runs on money. It's just the way it is for the moment. So for some of you, you know, I have these conversations with some people who say, well, I ain't giving the pastor my money. Well, if that's the way you look at it, stop going to church. You're not giving the pastor your money. You can read the Bible while you're sitting in the pew because his light's on. He's going to pay the electric company for that. It's cool when it's 110 outside in the church because somebody's got air conditioning on. And he has to pay for that. So some of it is people have to change their mindset. It's a hot spot for me, as you can tell, especially Christians. You got to change your mindset in helping people that are helping, you know, make sure that God's word is prevalent in communities and places. So that's my preaching moment, if you would. Anyway, yes.
Well, no, you made a very good point. You're right. It's, you know, we need to be invest in what really matters to us. And often what we invest in is an indicator of where our heart is. It's a testing of where our heart is.
Yep.
And I think that's how God sees it, too. So it's important for us to really understand what's important, why are we here, and it's not, you know, just to have our ticket to heaven. It's to make a real impact with the love of Christ to reach out to other people. At least that's my Christian biblical worldview, and I know there's people listening who may have different perspectives and beliefs, but that's, you know, to the Christian audience, I think that's very, very relevant.
But I think, seriously, I mean, a good portion of my audience is Christian. I have non-Christians. I never make fun of them. I wouldn't put them down. But, you know, I always preface it with saying, look, my Christian listeners, believers, brothers and sisters, this is biblical. You can't back away from this. You're not if you're listening to me because you want to hear a political show, well, you know, you're not going to only hear a political show. It's going to come back to what the Bible has to say about these things, what you're supposed to be doing. And again, it's these people. You got to step up. If you want things to happen, you got to step up. If you want the church to be strong, you got to step up. Going every Sunday and listening to the preacher and screaming, you know, hallelujah and amen, and boy, that felt good, and that sounded good, and that was a great message, and then you don't do anything for 6 days, you are useless. I'm sorry, you don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it. You are useless. You are the lukewarm Christian that Jesus is talking about. I'm not saying that you have to be on the street telling people, no Jesus, no peace, you're going to hell. That's not what I'm talking about. But your actions, the Bible says they would know us by our actions. They would know us by how we treated each other. You can't show people your light in your living room if that's where you hang out. So we need to look at the evil going on around us. You know, people, that movie, I keep forgetting it, the Freedom movie that came out this weekend.
Right? Yeah.
You've got people now saying, well, it's a QAnon-based movie. It's not real. It's, all this stuff. And you're thinking, my God, those little demons and those people in the newsrooms, they can't handle the fact that they're being exposed. Little kids being sold for sex slaves and house slaves and kids. I mean, what could be worse than that?
Yeah, it is happening. It's indisputable that it's happening. But you're right, though. It is very disturbing that we see some mainline press and news media trying to dispel it and say, no, it's not true. It's not happening. You know, we saw that with the COVID vaccine issue. We see it again now with this issue being brought before the people. And the good news is that the average person out there, they are watching this movie. It beat Indiana Jones at the box office, shockingly. And I think it's an indicator of people's desire to make a difference and to know the truth and what's happening. I understand it's a very well put together film. I have not seen it myself. It's a very gripping film.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. We need to take things seriously. You know, another example of taking things seriously, Joe, is where we shop and where we do business.
Yep.
You know, Bud Light, they took a hit. Target took a hit. But, you know, Walmart, they deserve a hit, too, because they're selling a lot of that same garbage to little children, little rainbow undergarments and things to little children from the same company, from what I understand. So, and I've seen it in before. So, Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yep.
How can we say we're patriotic, we love America, and we're buying ice cream to a company that mocks America, mocks our freedom, I think it's just the time for us to have our spine and be willing to choose what we're going to support, what we're not going to support. The Dodgers, I have no intention of ever going to a Dodgers game again for the rest of my life.
Good for you.
When they openly mock my faith and people of faith in a degraded way, how could I do that? How could I stand before God and say, yeah, I've gone to the Dodgers game who openly mocked you and attacked you and made fun of you and your church. So anyway, that's just a few 2 cents that I'd like to.
No, I think I think you're right on. I think it's time. We've had it too easy. And, you know, we have Christians from other countries who came here over the last few decades and say, my God, you guys have got it so easy. You don't really understand. And we didn't. And we never thought that they'd squelch some of our rights. And even today, they say, you know, we haven't lost any rights. Well, yeah, actually, you do. When a teacher in a public education system can't even have a Bible on her desk, we've lost rights. You know, you can't belittle that. Anyway.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. The good news is on the positive. We've got great case law now. We have great freedoms. Let's take advantage of it, and we at PGI will help you do that.
I always enjoy my patriotic friend, my optimistic friend, when he comes on. Brad Dankish, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Find out more about them. All right, guys, got me for the next hour, and I got a lot I need to get off my chest. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.